At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 upfront payment equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes. See details.
Welcome back. Hello. It's another episode of the Out of the Box Podcast. We continue the countdown of the top five Alabama softball moments of 2024. And Tom, we're at number two. Tom Canterbury, Gray Robertson. Tom, we said Knoxville is the location for one and two, because of course it is.
Yes. Knoxville did a lot here at the end of the year for Alabama. Moved way up in the Knoxville, just the city rankings, the food rankings.
Really just enjoyed our stay.
It was a really fun time.
Period.
Yeah. I've never really had fun in Knoxville before.
No, we've always been kind of off.
Yeah.
When we've stayed there, and
it's usually raining.
Yeah.
Some form of fashion. Yeah, it's great. Ate well.
Knoxbox will forever be ingrained for every possible reason in my head.
Some positive. Some negative, but still good times.
Some tree.
Yeah.
Who's to say why? Number two is from game two. This is the marathon. This is the fourth and 14th inning.
Oh.
Wow. We just a big old
nothing,
gap.
Nothing happened.
No, I mean, not really.
Really? Yeah, not really much happening.
So this had four first place votes. It was on 14 of 15 ballots. I considered releasing the name of who didn't have it on the ballot, but she is a beloved alum.
I know one person would be very upset.
Yeah. And by the way, I didn't even mention this. Our panel, as per usual, we got staff, coaches, players, former players, media, fans. We kind of got a little bit of everybody.
And us. Right.
And outside of one person, this was a unanimous inclusion, because this was kind of one of the more unreal games that I've seen from an individual in Kayla Beaver. And she didn't even start it, by the way.
No, and it's not like Jocelyn Brisky pitched poorly.
No, that fourth inning was the last inning Jocelyn Brisky pitched.
Yes.
And it went to the 14th.
And we said nothing happened. A lot happened, to the point of Beav not allowing a run.
Right.
To go out there inning after inning, where if you allow a run, not only is the game over, your team's season is over.
Yep.
And for her to go out there and do that against, by the way, a really good offense at their place, just unbelievable performance by her.
Yeah. And, you know, listening to the end of this game, it gets to the point, and I think I did this in postgame, where I just like stood up and applauded both Beav and Carlin Pickens. Like, this was truly kind of one of the more Iron Woman things I've ever seen from pitchers in the modern era. I mean, Monica Abbott wouldn't have batted an eye at having to throw as many pitches as Carlin Pickens did this weekend, but they both laid it all out on the line. But at the end of the day, Alabama found a freaking way. And this was kind of just another textbook example of Alabama just finding a freaking way to put themselves in a spot to go to Oklahoma City.
And to do it like 2 weeks after you had a very similar game against LSU in the SEC tournament that didn't go your way, to find a way to make it happen in a tougher situation, just unbelievable performance.
Yeah. Let's play it.
All right.
I can't tell you the amount of editing that it took to get from the fourth to the 14th innings. I'd do a lot of scanning. Just, oh, no, that's the 12th. Moving on.
Right.
Oh, no, that's the time Tom threw it to me in the 13th. Pass. Just keep going.
That's what we figured out. You have to do every inning that ends with three.
If I have to do a 23rd inning,
all I know,
someone's getting fired. I don't know who it is. It might be me.
Right.
But something's going down if I ever have to do a 23rd inning.
If there is a 23rd inning in one of those games where you're doing TV and I'm doing the game by myself, I am coming over there, pulling you over, and Kaylee Tao is just going to do TV by herself.
I'll just handle it.
For that 23rd inning.
Well, all right. So what we should do next year, we should draw up extra inning clauses. Don't worry. I'm going to play the audio in a second, everyone. If it gets to an 18th inning,
yeah,
does one of us go for food?
Oh, yeah.
Like, should we have contractual, like, if it goes to a 15th, I go. If it goes to a 20th, you go. If it goes to a 23rd, you go to the local bar. If come back, we have passes. Like, what inning do we need to go take a shower and come back?
Just change clothes, yeah, change everything. Right. Yeah. We may need to do that. We won't put in bathroom breaks because that happens every inning.
That's true.
So no reason to put that in.
Unless the bathroom is poorly located. Clearwater.
Excuse me. Unless you have to climb down scaffolding.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it helps in the bathroom is like there.
Sure.
You know, I can get back.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm amazed actually Tennessee had enough waters for me this day. We were on the air for like 7 hours. It was crazy. Not actually, but it felt like it.
And again, shout out to our good friend Brian Rice for providing extra technical help with that entire weekend, because had that not happened, this audio would not sound as good because it'd be on a cell phone.
It might not exist, honestly. But here we are, fourth and 14th innings.
And I'm sure he's like, great, guys, thanks. I'm really excited.
This is a tribute. I was able to help you
so much.
This audio from Supers Game 2 is for our friend Brian Rice. All the love in the world to you, pal. It's the fourth and 14th innings against Tennessee. Here we go. The fourth inning is presented by Nukes. Our dear friends at Nukes, your food is always made to order in an open kitchen with the freshest ingredients. Visit them locally on University Boulevard or order online at nukes.com. Nukes is a proud supporter of Alabama softball, and they've got a new salad with some green goddess dressing. I love it. It's really good. We go to the fourth. Just wanted to let everybody know that. You know,
sure.
Helping out the sponsor. Alabama 1, Tennessee 1. Do it for the Lady Vols as the designated away team. West, Nugent, and slated Bella Faw. It probably will be Destiny Rodriguez, but we'll see. And Jocelyn Brisky back in the circle, Tom. And she ran into a bit of a snag in the second. First and third, pretty good.
Yeah.
But this is the part of the Tennessee order that kind of found something in that second inning. So Brisky's got to be really sharp.
She does. You know, she's given up four hits in the ball game, and, you know, she's going to be a pitcher that'll give up a hit every now and then. And has done a good job all year of getting out of any damage or danger she's been in. But yeah, this is the part where you got to make those adjustments on the part of the lineup that has had success against you so far today.
So as Karen Weekly wraps up her interview with our friends Eric Fried and Madison Shipman, maybe the most torn person here, because Allie, the First Lady of Knoxville, is off in the stands.
Wearing Alabama.
Indeed. I will toss it back to you, partner. Bring it home.
Thanks so much, Gray. Brisky, three innings, four hits, one run. It was earned, one walk, no strikeouts. 41 pitches, 24 strikes thrown by Brisky so far here in the ballgame. First pitch to Riley West is popped up, and the catch is made by Marley Giles in fair territory as Brisky came up and in and jammed West, popping her up, and there's one away.
So I've been talking to some sources, Tom, and one of the things that I heard, I'll wait after this pitch.
Sophia Nugent to the plate. She drew the only walk of the game so far from Brisky, and the first pitch is in there for a call strike.
That Tennessee sometimes, as a whole, struggles a little bit with in-game adjustments. Now, you'll have some batters who can do a really great job of that, but as a whole, they struggle to adjust at times.
The 0-1. This is a little inside. One ball, one strike.
And I'll also point out, Bellefaw is in the on-deck circle, so I'll get her stats at the ready. A little surprising.
Yeah.
And she's in for Rodriguez. I hope Rodriguez is okay.
The 1-1. And that one is crushed to deep left field, and Tennessee leads it 2-1. That one hit up on top of the gray and black separators between the field and the train tracks. And just a mistake that Nugent took advantage.
Yeah, that looked like a rise that just didn't jump enough from Brisky. And Nugent, a lot of power in that bat. Her 11th home run of the season. You can't leave it over the white if you're Jocelyn Brisky. And Nugent 100% took advantage.
And now Bellefaw does step in. First pitch, puts a button down, but fouls it off for strike one.
Bellefaw on the year is 3-for-23 with 3 RBIs, 2 homers, and 14 runs scored. Everyday starter early, kind of had an injury, and now getting a chance here today against Alabama.
The 0-1. Ground ball, that's fair down the third baseline. Dowling makes a stop in the throw for the second out.
And a really significant out because Patrick Murphy always talks about it. What's the most important batter after a home run? Or the most important batter after home run is the next one. You know, you got to make sure that the next person up doesn't sustain the momentum. A solo home run, Tennessee's going to get theirs. So if they're going to hit a homer, you got to make sure that it is as minimal as possible. And that's exactly what happened. And then you got fought a ground out pretty easily.
So now two outs, nobody on for Julia Kutsoyanopoulos. She popped out her first time up. First pitch, pulled back the bunt, took a called strike. Elsewhere in the Crimson Tide Sports Network, baseball awaits selection Monday to see where the Tide will go for NCAA regionals next weekend. Wherever and whenever that is, the Tide will be in action here on the Crimson Tide Sports Network. That's a line drive caught by Bailey Dowling at third for out number 3 to retire the side. So the damage is minimized here in the fourth, but Tennessee does take the lead.
Yeah, I mean, again, this is a Tennessee team that entered the weekend 3rd in the conference in home runs, north of 80. The one concern for me, obviously, is every game Alabama's lost to Tennessee the last 2 years, it's been because the Lady Vols have not been kept in the yard. And so it's a good thing that it was just a solo home run, but now if you're Alabama, if you're ever going to respond at any point this year, it's got to be now. You've got to try and grab the momentum back because Tennessee currently has a slight grip on it.
For Tennessee here in the fourth inning, 1 run on 1 hit. There were no errors and no runners left. We head to the bottom of the fourth, 2-1 Lady Vols here on the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield. The fourth inning is presented by Nukes. At Nukes, your food is always made to order in an open kitchen with the freshest ingredients. Visit them locally on University Boulevard or order online at Nukes.com. Nukes is a proud supporter of Alabama softball. We head to the bottom of the fourth inning. Tennessee with a 2-1 lead over Alabama. Sophia Nugent, solo homer, giving Lady Vols the lead in the fourth inning. Due up for the Tide. Looking to answer here in the bottom of the fourth. Johnson, Giles, and Dowling. 4-5-6 against Peyton Gottschall in the circle for Tennessee. And before we bring the bottom of the fourth to you, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification here on the Crimson Tide Sports Network. So far in the game, Gottschall has gone 3 innings, 2 hits, 1 run, which was unearned, no walks, and 3 strikeouts, 37 pitches, 28 strikes thrown by the transfer from Bowling Green. And both she and Carlin Pickens have kind of been co-aces for Lady Vols this year after the departure of Ashley Rogers from last year's squad that went to the semifinals of the Women's College World Series.
Yeah, I would say that overall this staff is better than last year just because Pickens has, I mean, it's all Pickens, right? She's improved so much. Last season, ERA north of 3 and really struggled in the tail end of the year. But this year, SEC Pitcher of the Year by a wide margin, and Gottschall has been as steady Eddie as ever.
to Johnson to lead things off. She had an RBI ground out her first time up. Tennessee native trying to extend her career here today. And the first pitch is in there for a called strike. The 0-1 fouled away, no balls and two strikes.
And, you know, how rare was that moment for Briskey? That was just the eighth home run that she's given up this year. Haven't seen many balls leave the yard really at all off this Alabama pitching staff. I mean, you came into the weekend, as I look at my board, first in the SEC in home runs allowed. But, again, solo homer, one run.
Right.
You got to find a way to claw back, tie it up, or take the lead.
The 0-2, a little outside, one ball, two strikes. Gray, it's time for a scoreboard update brought to you by the Out of the Box Podcast. Check out the latest episode of the Out of the Box Podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Follow us on X at Out of the Box _ pod. The 1-2, Johnson fouls this one away, moving in one ball and two strikes. Also, a lot of Softball America content being done here this week. And of course, we have the Just Means More Softball podcast live on YouTube Monday evenings.
Yeah, who's to say when that'll happen this
yes.
week? It might not. We might just have to wait till the end of the year.
The 1-2 is low, two balls and two strikes. But make sure you like the Softball America YouTube page and Facebook and get all that stuff from Softball America.
Yeah, shout out to Nicole Mendez, Sydney Supley in town. Gang's all here.
Another 2-2. That one's a hard hit shot. Fall has it at second. Took a minute to corral it, but once she got it, made the throw in time, and there's one away.
Man, these are going to find holes eventually, but you're running out of a little bit of time. That's a really well-hit ball by Johnson. Curve on the outer half goes with it, but Fall was moving before contact was even made. And just a really good defensive play by the freshman. That's why she was an everyday starter, even though she's hitting under 100.
So one out now for Marley Giles, who had a foul out her first time up. The first pitch is bunted back to Gottschall, though she makes the stop in the throw for out number two. And good idea there by Marley, but unfortunately got too much of that bunt and it got back to Gottschall for an easy play.
Yeah, I mean, the idea there is for that to be a little bit more down the first base line and make Katsoyanopoulos have to come and get it, but it was hit right to Peyton Gottschall. And at that point, you're just hoping she airmails a throw, which she's not going to do.
So two outs, nobody on now for Bailey Dowling. Bama trails 2-1 here in the bottom of the fourth. Dowling's 0-for-1 with a fly out. First pitch. That's hammered foul. Out in front, 0-1.
So I mentioned, you know, a lot of game threes being forced. First, let's go over what happened after we went off the air yesterday. Oklahoma State run-ruled Arizona to take game one in Stillwater, 8-0 in 5. UCLA off to OKC. They beat Georgia 6-1.
The 0-1. Dowling takes it outside, 1-1.
Oklahoma off to Oklahoma City after a 4-2 win against Florida State. Shout out to that Florida State senior class, though. Accomplished a lot, including our friend Devin Flaherty, who saved me from heat stroke that one time.
The 1-1. Outside, 2-1.
The biggest shocker of the day in Austin, Texas A&M fought off Texas. It was 6-0 Aggies, but Longhorns made it close. A&M wins game one of that Super 6-5. I say biggest shocker. There was one more.
Not necessarily who won, but just how it happened. Dowling with a fly ball to deep left field. Way back! Way gone! Bailey Dowling, solo homer over the left field wall, and we're tied up at two here in the home half of the fourth.
Nothing is going to stop that one. 8-foot wall, 10-foot wall, 15-foot wall? I don't know. BD goes yard on an elevated pitch. I think that was a rise ball. And I mentioned earlier, teams are not hitting Peyton Gottschall's rise ball at all. But Dowling sure did. And that's just a great moment for the senior. I mean, that was so huge. What a response by Alabama. I said it. You have to answer. And now momentum all square. And Carlin Pickens is off to the bullpen for Tennessee.
For Bailey Dowling, home run number 4 of the year, RBI number 19. Give that girl a big hat. We're tied up at 2.
And you know what? So great of Bailey Dowling to flush yesterday. She had a good day, but yesterday was kind of a hard day for everybody. And Bailey Dowling has come out and hit the ball really well. And now you set up Lauren Esman, who hit the ball really well her last time up against Peyton Gottschall.
She's 0 for 1, had a fly out her first time up, but it was a well-hit ball. Caught by Riley West in left field. First pitch, called strike. That Bama home run is brought to you by the Bryant Museum, located on the UA campus just across from Coleman Coliseum. Open every day, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., except Mondays. Access online at bryantmuseum.com.
Get back to scores in a sec.
The 0-1. Esman, that's down for a base hit down the first baseline into right field. Esman is on with a two-out single, and Bama getting some two-out production. The solo homer, now the single by Lauren Esman to bring up Riley Valentine.
Man, she's seeing it. Lauren Esman, we talked about it last at-bat, right? That was a good at-bat. And you know what? Good little adjustment by Lowe, too, because the flyout was on a pitch middle out. This time, she recognized, all right, Gottschall's hammering in, so what do I have to do? I have to get my hips open and go through it. And that's exactly what she did. The Tennessee outfield positioning kept that from being a double panel out and right. They're playing shallow on everybody, so she was able to get there quickly. But if you're Alabama, this is a great response overall. Even if it's just the one run, you are showing Tennessee we can hit this one too.
Megan Rose Smith out talking with the entire infield. Kinley Pate is coming in to pinch run for Esman on first. And Riley Valentine will step in. She struck out looking on a tough third strike call back in the second.
Tom, which crowd do you hear more right now?
Alabama, the section wearing crimson is definitely the more vocal at the moment. Riley Valentine steps in the first pitch from Gottschall.
Ooh.
Is hammered foul just past Patrick Murphy.
All right, let me get back to scores. So last night, late last night,
yes,
LSU run ruled Stanford 11-1. Nyjah Kennedy gave up 10 hits.
Man.
What? Who? It's the best pitcher in America, and LSU shelled her.
Yeah, so again, not a shock that LSU beat Stanford, but to run rule the Cardinal and hammer probably the best pitcher in the country. The 0-1 comes in and hits Valentine. Riley takes takes first, Pate to second, and now
Tom,
the redemption story is written.
Oh, man.
Let's see if Alabama can finish it off here with Callie Hevlin stepping in. 0 for 1 on the day with a ground out.
And this is a brilliant move by Karen Weekly. Yeah.
Karen Weekly is going to go to the scorecard and make a change in the circle. Alabama threatening here to break open a 2-2 tie. Already have tied it up here in the fourth. But it's going to be a new pitcher for the Lady Vols. We'll tell you who that is after this. This pitching change break on the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield. With this call to the bullpen, we remind all Crimson Tide fans to stay up to date with all recommended vaccinations. Flu season is here and COVID-19 continues to affect our community, so don't wait. Vaccinate. With two outs, runners on first and second, Peyton Gottschall will give way to the SEC Pitcher of the Year, Carlin Pickens.
Pickens a 1.16 ERA on the year, 22-6 record, 37th appearance, 175 innings, 97 hits, 34 runs, 29 earned, 41 walks, 212 strikeouts. Big velocity change up to 75, but also a little wild. We'll see how aggressive Hevlin is here in this AB.
First pitch to Callie Hevlin. Oh. Foul back for strike one. Kinley Pate is on second. Riley Valentine is on first. Bailey Dowling had a solo homer with two outs here in the fourth inning. Tie things up at two.
In case you're waiting with bated breath, we'll finish scoreboard updates in the fifth.
The 0-1 is high. One ball and one strike. Gottschall went 3 2/3. Four hits, two runs, one earned, no walks, and three strikeouts. 52 pitches, 38 strikes thrown by Gottschall. She is responsible for the two runners on base.
And a smart move by Karen Weekly to go to Pickens. Hevlin yesterday against her was 0 for 2 with two Ks.
The 1-1. Ground ball to second. Faw makes the backhanded stop and throws to second to get the out and retire the side. A hard hit ball there by Hevlin, but another good play by the Lady Vols defense. Keeps this game tied, but Alabama does answer here in the bottom of the fourth.
Hey, you got a response, right? And that's the most important thing. And I'll tell you what, the quiet outs continue to not occur for Alabama batters. That was a good piece by Hevlin. Faw coming in to play second base, making her mark in this game. But I have no issues with what we just saw. And now we'll see what Patrick Murphy decides to do, because he's talking to home plate umpire. I wouldn't be shocked if we see Beaver in the next inning.
For the tied here in the fourth, one run on two hits. There was no errors and two left. We played four and we're tied up two apiece between Alabama and Tennessee here on the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield.
You can forward my mail to Sherry Parker Lee Stadium. Maybe we'll start paying taxes here as well in this radio booth as we go to the 14th. Alabama 2, Tennessee 2. A run in the first for Alabama, a run in the second for Tennessee, a run in the fourth for Tennessee, a run in the fourth for Alabama. Since then, nada. And two up for the Lady Vols here in the top of the 14th. It is Gibson, Pooney, and West, 3-4-5. This is, amazingly, the second 14-inning game that Alabama has played in this year. And as I toss it back to my partner, Tom Canterbury, I hope this one ends differently than the last one.
I agree. As we head to the 14th, as Alabama and Tennessee have now played the equivalent of two games, McKenna Gibson will lead things off for the Lady Vols. She is 1-for-6. On the day, singled back in the fifth.
Scoreboard update, a Reese Atwood RBI single has given Texas the lead. A 5 spot in the sixth, and it's 6-5 Longhorns. Also in the stat broadcast, it says, game delayed due to issue with outfield wall.
Wow.
What is going on in softball today?
You had that issue, but I would, again, having not watched the game, let you hear what Trisha Ford's decision was on pulling Kennedy when she did.
Yeah.
Seems to have not worked.
I don't like the move if I'm A&M.
First pitch to McKenna Gibson. Popped up, foul ground, back behind home plate, and it will be just foul. Would not have even gotten a row deep. But hit up on the backstop. 4-1. The 0-1. Gibson with a chopper to third. Dowling collects it, makes the throw in time, and there's one away.
Man, at this point, the crowd is like, contact? What? And yeah, you can hear the ooze.
Yes.
But Dowling did a great job cutting that off from Cahalen. If that's Cahalen's ball, I think McKenna Gibson is safe. But no issue. BD's got it.
One out now for Zeta Pooney. 0-for-4 with a walk and a hit by pitch is Pooney. First pitch. Liner, and that's going to fall for a base hit into center field. Just past the glove of Callie Hevlin, and that's a one-out single for Zeta Pooney. Her first hit of the ball game. Hit number 11 on the day for Tennessee. And one out. Lady Vols have a runner on here in the 14th.
Everybody in the Tennessee lineup now has one hit, and then the two extras are both Kiki Malloy. I honestly can't remember the last time Tennessee squared something up like that, though. And as you mentioned, when Pooney was hit by a pitch, she has been pinch run for.
Right.
So she's got to stay in unless Karen Weekly wants her DP to be replaced by somebody. Problem is, I honestly don't even know who you have left to pinch run if you're Tennessee.
Right. Riley West steps in. 1-for-6 on the day with a single and a run score. First pitch.
Oh, no.
Nicked her elbow. And West will head down to first on the hit by pitch, putting runners now on first and second with one out.
Just like that, two pitches, a single and a hit by pitch. That one was not a bad miss. And now Karen Weekly, I think, will make the move to bring in a pinch runner, and I wonder if
there's also pitchers available to pinch run. I don't know who it's going to be.
Charlie Orsini. That is Alana Leach, the other Leach.
The other Leach, yes.
Her.
Beaver going to try to tell him to go back to the attic.
What a war.
It's running for UT on second, number 10, Alana Leach.
You got to be ready for Nugent to be pretty aggressive. She's been fairly aggressive all day against Beaver.
Had the home run in the fourth. That was against Brisky. First pitch to Nugent. Misses low and out for ball one. Nugent 1-for-5 with that home run and a walk on the day. The 1-0 pitch, called strike on the outside corner, 1-1. Thank you very much. The 1-1 pitch is too low, 2-1.
This is the 39th at-bat in this game with a runner on base between these two teams.
The 2-1. Chopper to short. Backing up and making the stop in the throw is Cahalen. Wow. Get the runner at second. Runners now on the corners, the two outs, and that was a good decision by Kinley Cahalen with that runner flashing in front of her.
Well, she took a step in and then realized the hop, I got to back up. There's one play, and it had to be second. That's really clever by Kinley Cahalen.
So now runners on the corners, two outs for Destiny Rodriguez. Leach on third, Nugent on first. Rodriguez 1-for-3. Singled back in the second. First pitch. Fouled straight back. I'd have caught it had the net not been there. 0-1.
Marley saw us.
Oh, good.
Marley just turned around and looked at us and shook her head like, boys, come on. That was awesome. Oh, Marley.
Glad we can provide some levity. Leo 1. Oh, that got Rodriguez on the elbow guard, and now the bases are loaded with two outs. Second batter hit in the inning by Beaver. For Julia Katsoinopoulos to play.
How that was supposed to go?
No. And Marley Giles is going to come out and talk with Beaver. And I know the inside is such a vital part of the attack for Kayla Beaver. But if you're not able to pinpoint it, see where Lancet Man goes here.
And Katsoinopoulos actually had a pretty good day at the plate.
Yeah. Single and a walk the last two times to the plate for Katsoinopoulos. First pitch. Called strike.
Wow. That was a screwball that actually screwed right over the middle. You just got away with one.
1-for-4 on the day is Katsoinopoulos. The 0-1 is low, 1-1. Pitch. Touch low, 2-1.
I don't know if that's going to work on Katsoinopoulos. She's been fairly disciplined on the low stuff.
Don Brown just looked into the Alabama dugout, nodded his head. Someone's asking, was that too low? The 2-1. Outside, 3-1.
Well, here we go. Story for a long time this weekend has been Kayla Beaver 3-1 pitches. Tennessee has taken a lot of them.
The 3-1 is a called strike. Down the middle at the knees, and the count's full. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Beaver looks in, and here comes the payoff pitch to Katsoenopoulos. One hopper to third. Dowling has it, makes the throw for out number three.
Wow.
And Caleb Beaver strands the bases loaded here in the top of the 14th to keep it tied at 2.
Man, that's such a good play. You know what I love about that? Bailey Dowling coming and getting it and not trying to do too much, even though there's a runner right there. You go for the tag there and you miss, Tennessee scores.
Yeah.
So she recognized, nope, not the play, throw to first. And man, I just, Caleb Beaver, man, this is an unreal performance. He's going on a walk with Lance McMahon right now, probably to talk about the hit by pitches in that inning, but last year we saw the epitome of grit in what Montana Fouts did to come back from what we now know is a torn ACL to pitch Alabama to the World Series. It's hard not to get a little emotional thinking about the comparisons with what Caleb Beaver's doing right now against the best team in the SEC. This is unreal.
For the Lady Vols in the 14th, no runs on one hit, no errors, and 3 runners left on base. We move to the bottom of the 14th inning. And for the 7th time, Alabama has an opportunity to finish it off with 1 run. It's 2-2 Alabama-Tennessee here on the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield. We head to the bottom of the 14th inning, still 2-2 Alabama and Tennessee. It's been 2-2 since the 4th, and in relief, Carlin Pickens and Caleb Beaver have kept both other offenses off the scoreboard since then.
Wow.
Bottom of the order due up for Alabama, Esmond Valentine and Hevlin. And I misspoke. I said 7th time. This is actually the 8th straight inning. Alabama has had an opportunity to walk it off. We'll see if the tie can do it here. One change in the field for Tennessee. Aubrey Leach stays in the ballgame. She is now the right fielder with panel moving to the DP spot for the Lady Vols.
And Patrick Murphy will go to what's left of the bench.
Yes.
Great pinch hitter here, Lauren Johnson. Get her first taste of supers. 254 average on the year, 17 of 67, 14 runs scored, 2 doubles, 9 RBIs. Her task, get on base and provide speed.
Bishop Johnson, that's a ground ball through for a base hit. Pass to diving McKenna Gibson at third, and a leadoff single for Lauren Johnson. Her first ever super regional at bat, first pitch off Carlin Pickens. And now she's the winning run on first base.
Big hug with Kayla Bro. And now this is an interesting maneuver because Riley Valentine's stepping up. She almost ended this in the 12th, but this has to be a bunt.
You would think.
I mean, this has to be a bunt. Look, at this point, you just got to get the winning run at second base. See what happens.
1-for-4 is Valentine. Had that single off the wall that got thrown out at second. Square was surrounded by it, pulls it back. It's outside for ball one.
Scoreboard update. This might happen. They're in the 7th in Austin. It is 6-5, Texas over A&M.
The 1-0, Valentine again pulls it back. It's outside again, 2-0.
Pickens looked a little frustrated after that one. Like, I don't know how I missed that.
Yeah. It's one of those where they'll yell, throw a strike, and she's trying.
I promise you.
Yeah, she would like nothing more than for Riley Valentine to give them an out right here. But good job by Valentine not offering it either of these first two. The 2-0. That's a fly ball to left. That's going to get down. Rounding second, heading to third is Lauren Johnson. She'll slide in safely, and Alabama has runners on second and third with nobody out. As for the first time today, a Tennessee defender did not make the play. West wasn't able to track it down in fair territory. And Alabama has the winning run 60 feet away.
Well, Tom, this is actually a brilliant maneuver by Patrick Murphy. The two misses by Pickens were big misses. So he calls off the bunt, and Valentine got something down the middle. Barreled it up, absolutely ripped it, and West was oh so close to making a catch. I'm actually amazed it didn't tick off her glove more.
Yeah.
Because if that had gone a little bit more, Patrick Murphy is sending Lauren Johnson. But instead, it's second and third, nobody out, and options abound if you're Alabama. But the main option is something out of the infield.
Yeah.
It's got to get out of the infield.
Karen Weekly came out and talked with the entire Tennessee infield. Do you pitch to Callie Hevlin? First base is open. Do you intentionally walk her to load the bases and get a force out or any bag?
And it'd be interesting with Kristen White on
Kristen
deck.
Kristen White and yeah. Alabama.
Yeah, they're going to intentionally walk Hevlin.
The only pinch hitter Alabama has, I believe, well, there's two available for Alabama right now. If it's not White, Cat Grill, K.J. Haney.
And Emma Broadfoot.
Emma Broadfoot is also available as well. We'll see.
I know that you want to go all in, but I think you have to let White.
I think you would stick with White.
Do
too.
Something.
But we'll see.
But her task is hit it into the ground as high as you can go.
The fourth pitch of the initial walk, not a great one, but it was caught. And Callie Hevlin heads down to first and screams at Kristen White, let's go.
It's like, challengers. Is that Callie Hevlin or Zendaya? Who's to say? But you know what it is, Tom? It's an opportunity. And we remember Kristen White had the RBI to win game three off of Pickens earlier this year. That was with two outs and one runner at third. This time, you're asking for anything.
White has three RBIs on the year, two of which have been game-winning RBIs. Here comes the first pitch. Slapped foul by White for strike one. She's 2-for-5 with two singles on the day and a run scored. The 0-1. White slaps it to short. Mueller has it. No throw, throws on in time. And Alabama wins it. Walk-off single by Kristen White. And Alabama forces a game three of this Knoxville Super Regional in 14 innings, 3-2.
Can we give that girl a big hat?
Oh, yes.
Wow. Kristen White does it again. Man, what a ball game, an instant classic. And, you know, we're going to give flowers to K-Dub. This is a win for Kayla Beaver, man. Holy goodness gracious, that was a hell of a performance by Kayla Beaver. Tennessee had every opportunity to take the lead a million times in extras, and she would not let them do it. Montana Fouts-esque. And then Alabama finally broke through. Kristen White had the game winner, but remember how it started. A pinch-hitting opportunity for Lauren Johnson. Not only her first ever Super Regional at bat, her first ever Super Regional pitch, but seeing Pickens again after a really long time. And I honestly don't think she played most of that series. This year she was 0-for-5 with two walks against Tennessee. But you find a way. Great programs find a way. And it's all about belief. And you, when you give yourself a chance, you can, again, ask the question, why not us?
Yes.
Why not? This was as gritty a game as we've covered in our 8 years together. I'm just going to go ahead and speak for you.
For sure.
Wow.
And that's technically ruled a RBI fielder's choice for Kristen White. And now Kristen White on the year. Four RBIs, three of which have been game-winning RBIs. And provides the walk-off here in the 14th. Alabama wins by a final score of 3-2 to send us to tomorrow in a game three of this Knoxville Super Regional. For Alabama, 3 runs on 9 hits, 1 error, and 10 runners left on base. For Tennessee, 2 runs on 11 hits, 1 error, 18 runners left on base for the Lady Vols today, which might be a record. We'll have to check, but we know one record, longest Super Regional game in NCAA tournament history, and Bama comes out on top, 3-2 in 14 innings. The winning pitcher is Kayla Beaver. 18-9 on the year now. Carlin Pickens takes a loss. She's now 22-7. Alabama improves to 37-18 with the win. Tennessee falls to 44-11. And we will play again tomorrow for the fourth game of the series, because this was two games in one. But Alabama, yeah, what a gritty and gutty performance. Now one win away from OKC.
Why not, right? I mean,
yeah.
I can't express how proud I am of this team. And it's moments like this that make softball special. We talked about the Riley Ballantyne moment against, yeah, Southeastern. Why this sport, why this postseason is different than anything else you'll ever see. It's the storylines. It's what you're able to accomplish when you come together as a team. And this Alabama squad never quit believing. That's been the message all week. It would have been really easy to roll in today and do the opposite of what we said. You know, we said yesterday's got to remind you that you can play with these people.
Yeah.
Would have been really easy to roll in and be like, well, you know, not our year, not our day, not our weekend. That didn't happen. And then when you didn't get it done in innings 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13,
yeah,
you kept believing. And you found a way to get it done in the 14th and keep us here in Knoxville, Tennessee, for at least one more day.
I've never been so happy to stay in Knoxville than I am here this evening. Alabama wins in 14 innings, 3-2. We'll take a timeout, come back with a post-game report after this here on the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield.
This episode is brought to you by Honda. When you test drive the new Prologue EV, there's a lot that could impress you about it. There's the class-leading passenger space, the clean, thoughtful design, and the intuitive technology. But out of everything, what you'll really love most is that it's a Honda. Visit Honda.com/EV to see offers.
Talk to your specialist about Botox Cosmetic, onabotulinum toxin A, because Botox Cosmetic Day is back on November 20th. For one day only, buy one $50 gift card, get one free, while supplies last. It gets better because it's not just one day of celebration, but the whole month of November. Refer a friend to Ali and you'll both get $50 off a Botox Cosmetic treatment. Plus, if you register and get treated during November 1st to 30th, you have the chance to win $10,000. For prescribing information and box warning, visit BotoxCosmetic.com or call 877-351-0300. No purchase necessary for sweepstakes entry. Treatment must occur by 12/6. For full official rules, offer terms and conditions, and to join Ali, visit BotoxCosmeticDay.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
There you have it. Kristen White walks it off with the RBI Fielder's Choice. One of my favorite things about postgame is that we really, really made sure that we highlighted what Lauren Johnson did to start that inning. Probably the moment of her year,
mm-hmm,
if we're being honest. Coming off the bench, getting that pinch hit single. Kayla Beaver. Just a great softball game. And my low-key favorite part is you can hear us cracking up about the fact that Texas and Texas A&M is nearing its conclusion as we're nearing our conclusion.
That was the game that was coming up as second part of the doubleheader.
Oh, yeah. Kevin and Amanda were just waiting to get, you know, get it thrown to them, right, by Eric and Maddie.
They just refused.
No. We were like, you will be relegated, right, to the news.
Which, by the way, that was a wacky week. That was a wacky series, too.
I mean, spoiler alert, game three is number one. I
think everyone's figured that out by now.
During that broadcast, I can't remember if it's in this audio or not, we talk about how this day when game two happened might have been the best day of super regional softball we could remember.
Yeah, maybe
truly
of all time.
Across start to finish. It was amazing.
Every game, whether it resulted in the end of the series or not, was just had an epic moment, if not the entire game being epic.
Yeah.
It was, I think, I mean, you can make the argument that a full tournament wise, last year's tournament was one of the best of all time.
Regionals was awesome. Supers was top tier. World Series was great. Yeah, I know Oklahoma won it again. Champ Series was kind of blah, but everything leading up to that was pretty dramatic and fun and interesting. So many interesting things last year.
As I mentioned all that, you know, weeks ago now, Florida was that close to beating Oklahoma twice and them not even having a chance to win that fourth national championship. So it was a great tournament. And days like this one that we just went over were kind of a microcosm of that whole team.
And yet somehow Tom a day was better.
For us, it was.
Yeah, it's true. Not for everybody, but for us. And that's number one when we come back next week.
McDonald's had never tasted so good.
Oh, man. Did it, though? Because what a maker. The fries, the burger, smoke. Just a concoction of, in the mouth. Anyway, we'll talk about that when we get to number one. For Tom Canterbury, I'm Gray Robertson. Thanks for sticking with us. Number one is
just for the audio.
It's the off season.
Sure.
We'll see you next time.
At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.